Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Lonely Fools has been confirmed as a pro sport for women with creator revenue bringing in $6.6 billion in 2023. You can sure bet that that number has gone up in 2024. But I bet you in 5 to 10 years that's going to crash, as AI replaces all those ladies. Of course, if you do the WNBA, it's next to nothing. At this point, it's just a charity for women. And remember that men support the women on Lonely Fools, as well as supporting the men playing professional basketball. Up next, Brooke Shields admits that she sometimes pretends to be asleep instead of bumping uglies with her husband. But which one is she in this photo? It's all good, though, because I pretended to be in a relationship with my last girlfriend when she got fats. But seriously, that's a lot of wasted Viagra. She should have at least showed more respect for that sort of medicine. Remember guys, this is considered a successful relationship. Do you still think that marriage is a good idea? Number three, back when TikTok was banned for a dozen hours or so, this was a picture of me because I wasn't affected because I never downloaded the app and I don't consume the fast-paced brain-rotting content. It should be banned not because it spies for China, but because it's wrecking the attention spans and minds of young people. If it gets banned entirely, it will actually change nothing in my life. I also can't become a successful TikTok creator because I can't dance. Moving on, this corn star was offering free services to LA firefighters for their heroic efforts during the wildfires. I guess that was the only type of assistance that she could think of. But it wasn't about helping men. It was all about helping herself to the strongest and most muscular dudes. And I wouldn't be surprised if she only offered her so-called services to the Chad firefighters, who were good-looking. She's also not just doing this for charity, but attention as well. Number 5, in Comirado, the cops are looking for a man who wore a KKK hood in a market. I guess this black Zodiac hates himself considering that he has dark skin. But I thought America was a free country where it was acceptable to be racist. What laws did he break? Did he frighten a Caucasian woman or something? 4 years ago, it was perfectly legal to wear face coverings. But are you telling me that it's not allowed anymore? I can't wait for the cops to accuse a black man of being a Klansman. Up next, and speaking of 4 years ago, here's a story about some babies experiencing deaths shortly after vaccination. But that's okay, because it's all just a coincidence. Pay no attention to the man behind the wall, Dorothy. I don't know how some parents didn't go postal after they trusted the science, and the science might be responsible for ending their kids. But seriously, do you expect the CDC to admit to wrongdoing? Why do you think that Fauci got a pardon? Number 7, get ready for the censorship from the right. Melanie Mack says ban corn, ban gay marriage, as well as shut down strip clubs and tear down the idols. Sounds to me like she wants women to have a monopoly over male sexual release once again. While I hate the left, if we get the satanic panic right like we did in the 1980s, we might crave the good old woke days. I hate both the left and the right because they try and control us, and neither side has a solution for the fertility crisis. Moving on, here we have yet more cuckservative propaganda. According to a study, people who say religion is important are more content with their sex lives. Of course, if you don't know any different, then you won't be dissatisfied. Get ready for 4 years of religious nutjobs after we've been experiencing a decade of woke nutjobs. How do they perform this study? I mean, how did they come up with this propaganda? This article is just about attention farming at this point. Number 9 is Mads Mikkelsen, choking his fans during meet and greets. Notice that they're all women and I'm sure they all have the fantasy of being with a male serial killer like the one he plays, Hannibal Lecter. But would you just look at her face? She's dirty and she likes it. In her mind, she might be saying, "Choke me, daddy." If this were any other celebrity doing this, he would have been sued for sexual harassment by now. Up next, imagine breaking up with her and then 10 months later, she shows up looking like that. They lose their weight after a breakup and then balloon after they get into another one. That's standard thought operating procedure. She still would be fat today if he didn't break up with her. Now she's conceited and thinks that she's the bomb, even though she used to weigh as much as one. But the difference is like night and day. You can bounce quarters off her hindquarters. How did she get that big in the first place? Number 11, this individual says they were single for 6 years because they were too hot to date, and men were scared off by their good looks. Yes, that sounds like it's definitely it. What's really scary is that this person found a boyfriend. How big of a simp do you have to be with this? I think that's a lie. This is just like people trying to normalize their behavior and looking like this. Bro here is so masculine, he would actually scare a UFC fighter away. Moving on, this mother is defending a rapist by blaming a victim, telling her that she's 15 and can reasonably defend herself. The perpetrator is her own son, a skirt-wearing boy, and the encounter happened in a woman's bathroom. Pray that her strategy doesn't work, because if it does, then all rapists in the world would finally have an excuse. So if someone hammered your skull, it's your fault for not defending yourself well enough. She is just saying this because now everyone will shame her for being a terrible mother. Number 13, just before Trump was inaugurated, Gary Gensler tendered his resignation. And the moment he did that, Trump put out his Trump and Melania cryptocurrency coins. They were worth billions on paper, but that's not where the money was made. Trump made around $70 million on the first day or two in trading fees alone on the coin. And he ended up buying Ethereum and wrapped Bitcoin with the money he made. And here's little Gary Gensler looking at all of this, unable to stop it. Up next, would you choose a wild weekend with them or free burgers for life? I'll take them, as I can't eat burgers anymore. More specifically, I'll take only the one on the right, as the one on the left is too masculine for me. But these girls are probably bait, as they have so few curves. They probably aren't even legal. But then again, maybe I'll choose the burgers even though I can't eat them because I don't want to get an STD. Number 15, this dystopian humanoid robot girlfriend built for intimacy can be yours for only $175,000. I don't know, because $175,000 sure buys a lot of working girls in blow. Plus, you can get a decent doll that looks similar to this for under $1,000. Unfortunately, this one talks. But if you put a quarter in her, will she stop talking? That's the question. But even with that price tag, she's still cheaper than a divorce, alimony, and child support. When this technology is perfected, women are in big trouble. Moving on is Pedro Pascal and his trans sister Lux Pascal. It looks like Pedro is doing the hover hand for his own sister. Just kidding. Lux is also known as Lucas. I guess now we know why Pedro keeps getting so much work over the years. I think how we feel about Pedro and his brother, I mean sister, can easily be summed up in one photo. If the emotion of disgust was a person, then this would be it. Number 17, here's an article saying that China has an irrational fear of a black invasion, bringing drugs, crime, and interracial marriage. I guess it's a good thing that American cities like Chicago don't have that irrational fear, and that they're paradise on earth because they're black communities. I also wonder if a member of the tribe wrote this article. But the Chinese are smart. They can't be swayed to shoehorn the third world into their country. Up next, a man sues a woman for wasting his time after spending over $1,000 on their first date. Her ex came back to pick her up. Really? Ex? Are you sure they weren't still together and he was cool with her doing a foodie call? To be fair though, this guy is a fool for spending that much money on a first date. If she doesn't want to get a basic meal or coffee, then she's not all that attracted to you. A simp and his money are soon parted. Never waste resources on women you haven't slept with before. Number 19, look what Apple and other tech companies took from us. Looks like they don't want us to have any control over our own data. You get less and less, and it's more expensive. Remember the good old days when we used to have USB hubs? I have nowhere to plug in my cables, but I still keep a big bag of them full in my tech closet. I really miss the mini jacks on phones, because I own a few really nice headsets, which are now useless bricks. Moving on, here's the difference between how men and women rank women's attractiveness based on race and body type. Women pick the medium or average woman as the most attractive, and after that they pick the overweight one and the black one. Men, on the other hand, rank those three women as last, and their first pick was the slim feminine Asian woman and feminine white woman. Notice how all the men picked the women who wore the least revealing clothing. Looks like American women dislike Asian women, and with good reason, because white dudes want them. Number 21, it looks like debauchery is becoming a global trend. This Turkish Lonely Fools creator was arrested for attempting to sleep with 199 men in only 24 hours. Her husband was also arrested for being a cuck, which I very much support. Turkey is working on fixing their thought problem. Now if only they would fix their inflation problem. What I also find incredible is that the average Turk is whiter than the average resident of London. Up next, these married lesbians voted for Trump. They're gay but not stupid. We need to see more of this. Even gay people are sick of the Democrats. I miss the good old days of 20 or 30 years ago when lesbians and gays were just normal, and you could have a conversation with them without getting into any woke ideology. The sad part is that they're now probably going to receive a massive backlash from disgruntled far-right conservatives. I hate the left and the right equally because of all of this. Number 23, this 51-year-old female wonders why younger guys are interested in middle-aged women. What's changed? Younger guys are interested in middle-aged women because women their own age aren't matching with them on dating apps, and older women are the only ones willing to talk to them. As old women get younger guys, it'll boost their egos and eventually they too will become insufferable and have out-of-this-world standards. Moving on, Millie Bobby Brown almost quit acting after losing a major role to Bella Ramsey. The casting director made a terrible decision. Unless, of course, he was casting for a character with fetal alcohol syndrome. I still wonder if the role she lost to Bella to was actually for this character. Imagine the nightmare fuel waking up to this woman in the morning would actually be. I think the reason that Hollywood hires people who are aesthetically challenged these days is because they're underrepresented as a minority. Number 25 and the last one, would you play with Luigi or Mario? I prefer Luigi. She looks hotter and has a better behind. If you think that's hot, then just wait until you get a load of Princess Peach. Or should I say until you put your load inside of Princess Peach? If you're thinking of smashing a hot Wario, don't. Because here he is. I'd show you Donkey Kong, but I can't because then I'd get into trouble. All I'll say is, he was married to a former president. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.